Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Stuff a ship is next.
Rats off.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ship, game six.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. We're going to get to Rats Off a Ship here in just a second. But before we do that, you know, let's talk about the best dry cleaning in South Florida, Leroy.
Yes,
and that is our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. Our boy Ara, 40 plus years owned and run, Leroy. And he always wants to take care of you and our audience.
That's it. All you got to do is give him a call. 954-610-9383. Ask to speak to Ara. He will hook you up. They have a seamstress on site. Call and get a quote. Whether it's the Christmas party you're getting ready for, you know, the kids dance or something like that, all your formal events, like, just call Ara. He'll give you a quote. And guess what, Tobin? Let them know if they mention our name, what happens.
If you mention Tobin and Leroy, unlike other places where they may kick you out because those guys are too silly, Ara, he's going to take care of you, and he's going to give you 25% off your order if you mention the Tobin and Leroy Show. And trust me, guys, once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you're never going to want to launder your own clothes again. As Leroy said, you get directly right to him. You text him, you call him, whenever you want, 954-610-9383. Seamstress on site, same day sewing, family business. They got it all for you. You got your formal events coming up. This is where you want to go before all those take place. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach counties. And you mentioned Tobin and Leroy, 25% off your order. Again, that number, 954-610-9383. That is A&T Dry Cleaners. Let us get to Rats Off a Ship here, Froggy. All
righty then.
Wow, it sounds like JFig is in the...
Honestly, this is really bad. I don't know if anyone wants to take it from me.
Yes.
Or do you mind the noise because it's getting really loud and very close?
I don't mind it.
Oh, all right.
I like the chaos.
Like a hurricane.
Nah, I like it. I like you being in the hurricane.
There you go.
That makes it fun.
Okay. You can't make these things up. Like, it's so bad. There's always something going on. All right. Well, number one, we have the Jake Burger trade. How do we feel about that, boys?
Oh, man. We love Jake Burger.
Hmm?
Friend of the show. You know, big fella. Hits tater tots. I don't like it.
He didn't make a lot of money. So what are you actually going to get for him?
They got three prospects. What they always get.
Do we know any of them?
No, I didn't. No. No. I mean, two of them are teenagers.
Yeah, I saw one that said, oh, he's the 18th best prospect in the Rangers. Like, what?
Really? So they get to keep their 17th best, their 17th highest?
Through
like, who cares about the 18th? That's the third baseball team.
I went to like a ranking system of, oh, all right, well, then maybe the Rangers have a stack system. And then I just kept scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And so they were like 24th. I was like, oh, man. All right. Well,
so where are the Marlins?
They were high. I think they were like 10th.
So let me just chew on this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So the 24th best farm system, you got their 18th best player for a starter in your organization who doesn't make a boatload of money.
Yep.
Rats off a ship.
I don't get it, man.
I'm rats off a ship. Like, I don't, like, I don't.
Rats off a ship.
Like, if you told me you were getting something, you know, worthwhile, but why would I make a trade for somebody who has a worse farm system than mine? Like, right?
You're talking to the manager at interview process at Clayton, you talk about resources, finances, what you can spend, how it works, on, you know, those kind of things.
We have resources, and there are tens of millions of dollars going into the front office that you don't necessarily see. Nobody talks about it. Everybody talks about free agents. And this money has gone into...
Oh, how dare us? How dare us want to watch players? How dare us, Bruce?
You know why? Oh, you know
you
why?
Guys talk about
because
players.
Because tens of millions is not going to get you any players.
It's like you throw on the Alan Parsons. Now, doing some calculus up in the booth, the head of baseball solutions, Kyle Plunkett. Actually, at right calculator, you know him, the fastest math whiz in the West. He was a Tampa Bay Ray before he hit puberty, and he might be there someday, but now he runs your fish, Peter. Bend the budget like Bendix.
I'm a big snack time guy.
I already got a nickname. I mean, this might be, how can I put this? The first organization where the front office makes more than most of the guys on your team.
Yeah. They should take the team from us. I don't think South Florida deserves a baseball team anymore. How about that?
South Florida deserves a baseball team.
You're right. I don't think that they should take the team away from that management group. How about that?
We said that the last time.
Did Sauce says the mascot should be an abacus.
And just put his head back and forth and the beads go.
Welcome to opening day, everybody, where we're going to teach you about war.
For Twitcher.
Embarrassing. What else? Yeah, I think we're all rats off a ship on the Jig Burger Train.
Yes, we're all rats off
a ship. Yes, yes,
yeah, yeah.
What are we doing here?
Rats off a ship.
What else?
Well,
you
for
got?
Number two, we have candy canes.
Oh,
in the spirit of the holidays.
I saw a picture one, and I hope this is not what you're putting up there.
Oh, just what? We're just putting, I think she just means candy canes
in general.
Yeah.
Candy you know they have general. Mac and cheese candy canes?
What? Ew, what?
Yeah.
Where do they sell these? What's going on?
Now, I will tell you, I'm a big fan of the Jolly Rancher
Candy canes.
Those are good. Type of candy cane?
But I feel like that's not a candy cane, though.
Like, yeah, it is.
Technically, it is a candy cane.
It's a candy cane.
It's candy in the shape of a cane. I agree.
Are you talking about a mini candy cane? Because a mini candy cane is not a candy cane.
Those mini ones do hit.
I like a mini one.
Yeah. I like a mini one.
But I'll tell you what I hate about a regular candy cane, and it's just gotten worse over the years. None of them can survive the unwrapping. They can't. None of them can. That's why I'm rats off a ship on candy canes these days.
Out of all these years, do you think they have the structure correct?
You think they would?
Here's the problem. Why do we have to individually wrap in bubble wrap each individual can? The plastic is so tight on that thing that it breaks.
If you ever want,
you gotta peel it like a banana, Tobin. You gotta peel like a banana, and you gotta
work your way down.
It's a very delicate process.
But do you go candy cane upside down, long side to underside, right? Like that's how you typically would go, or do you go underside over the top? Like, do you have another method? Because I always feel like when I get to the bend, it's breaking.
I do hook first.
Oh, you do hook first?
Yeah.
I never tried that method. Maybe I should try that.
I feel like it's easier to just get the other end instead of the hook.
Right, it's easier to peel down.
But whatever side opens quicker, because it's just difficult.
Got Jeff Gordon outside
our window right now, dude. Is Stephen Ross expanding F1 to your backyard?
Someone is revving their engine.
No wonder, like, I keep getting deja vu or something.
Jesus. It's the JFIG 500. Anyway, I'm rats off a ship on candy canes simply for the wrapping. They are delicious, but I can't take it.
Leroy, it's a good call.
I'm not rats off a ship on candy canes. Uh-huh. They're not a must have, but I like the new, like, not just the mint candy canes. I like all the other flavors. Like, you know, everybody's coming out with one. I like Jolly Rancher. They're delicious.
I kind of like the Oreo ones too.
What?
Oreo?
Yeah.
Just make anything. Any candy can now be any type of flavor.
I don't know. I like it.
He likes it.
Froggy?
Jeff Gordon.
Jet engine now. This is now a jet engine.
You know what? I'm going to dispute myself the entire time. Please don't.
It has increased now to a jet engine.
It's getting closer.
I don't agree that what you guys are considering candy canes are candy canes. Like, to me, candy cane, red and white, mint, and
classic.
Breaks apart when you open it. Gets stuck in your teeth.
Hold on, but wait, before you even say anything else. You can break the hook, and that's the quickest way just to have...
To open it. That's definitely what I do as well.
So wait, you say a candy cane has to be mint?
Has to be mint, and it has to be red and white. How about that?
But that's, like, why?
Because the other ones, for example, a Jolly Rancher candy cane is a Jolly Rancher in the shape of a cane, but it's the worst form of Jolly Rancher. Literally every other Jolly...
Is it candy?
It is candy in cane
form. Is it a cane?
It is candy and cane.
Can we really be taking that much opinions from someone who doesn't like seafood?
No, okay. Yeah. This is completely different. I am a candy connoisseur. I must admit.
He is a candy connoisseur.
I dropped the number one candy list on this side of the Mississippi last year. People are still talking about it.
But, yeah, and then
the Oreo candy cane. Well, what is that? What is an Oreo candy? You're making
Jennifer,
things up.
I got to tell you, that's crap.
I don't know. I guess I like the fact that it just reminds me of it.
So if I take a pizza.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it minty and chocolate? Or
I think so. I haven't had that in a long time.
Oh, come on. She doesn't even know what she's advocating for. So I'm
not rats off a ship, okay?
I'm rats off a ship.
Wow.
Rats off a ship.
What else we got, J-Fig?
The Dolphins rushing for 100 yards again this season.
Wow. Will it happen again this season?
Oof.
Yes. Oof.
Houston, San Francisco, New York Jets.
Mm.
Houston, San Francisco, Cleveland. How's Cleveland's run defense?
Pretty good. They got a good. They got a decent defense.
They still got that Myles Garrett.
Oh yeah,
scary.
They don't have on the other side though. He went to where is he now? He's in Detroit.
Oh, the Lions guy. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I'm not rats off a ship. I feel like they're still, I still feel like they got it in them. Although this has been very frustrating.
Right.
But I feel like they still got it in them.
Yeah, I think like sometimes you get caught up in playing a certain style and you get away from some of the things that you do. And then you watch the film and you make a conscious effort to get back to it. And I think this is one of those situations where, yeah, we got to make a conscious effort to run the football and run the football, not sideways. So, yeah, I think they'll do it again. Because it only takes, with one of these running backs, it only takes one 50-yard run and you're going to do it.
Looks like they haven't had a 100-yard rusher, though, all season. No one's cracked
really?
The hub. Yeah.
They haven't had a 100-yard rusher?
Nope. 97 is the highest they've gotten. Achane had a 97-yard game against the...
On how many carries? That's the thing. Like, there's not any... On 10 carries. See, nobody's actually... When was the last time...
They went over 100 that game.
Right, but has a back had 20 carries? So that plays... Like, you also have to consider that.
I'll look at his highs. What about you? So you're not rats off a ship. J-Fig?
No, I'm not.
I'm not rats off a ship, no.
Froggy?
I am not rats off a ship, and I am eyeing the Cleveland game. Of the remaining opponents, Cleveland is ranked the lowest at 22nd with their rush defense, allowing 127 yards a game. Unfortunately, Houston is 10th with 109. San Francisco is 12th with 115. The Jets, 16th. So it seems like if there's any chance of us doing it, it's going to be against Cleveland, and I think we'll get it done.
The highest is so far the highest it's been so far this year, Leroy. Damn it. 19 carries by Mostert against the Patriots. And Devon Achane this year, he had the lone 20-carry game, 22, against the Buffalo Bills in week 2.
Yeah, so think about that. Like, you only had one back 1 week have more than 20 carries. So you're not running the ball like that anyway.
And the New England game, I believe Achane was knocked out of that game with a concussion.
Yep. Then,
they probably wouldn't even gotten that close if he didn't get knocked out.
Then.
Yeah, old fumbles McGee.
No, then he had the...
Oh, the helmet, yeah.
You know, ESPN has a tiny helmet, big man tiny helmet. We had little man, big helmet.
I think the most adorable part was that his mom made him go out there and do it, though. She's like, you can come back, but you got to wear that guardian cap. give us another one, J-Fig. What else we got?
Jorge Masvidal fighting Michael Chandler in Miami.
That's the rumor. I'm not rats off a ship. Great fight. First of all, here's who needs to be rats off a ship. Michael Chandler on ever fighting Conor McGregor. Stop talking about it. Stop worrying about it. That man's never fighting ever again. Stop pursuing it. Fight Masvidal in Miami. Those two, impossible. That's not a good fight. Impossible.
How long does it last? 12 seconds?
Oh, I don't know.
Because
both pretty durable guys. Both pretty durable guys. Yeah. I can see that. I can see that being a fight of the year candidate. As really? Long as Masvidal's not washed, there is a potential for that.
Has he lost his last two fights?
I think he lost his last three fights, but he only got knocked out in the one with Usman. Usman sent him to the Shadow Realm. I think that's the only time he's ever been knocked out.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean...
Man, that was crazy. That arena went...
You see, Masvidal's record was recently broken, I believe.
Was it?
I believe it counts, but it was a bare knuckle event. Does that count? Like, it's not UFC. But
well, bare knuckle. The Yuli Diaz had the record with 3 seconds. I saw somebody had 2 seconds the other day. Yeah,
2.9.
And I got some questions.
Oh,
I got questions. I think they took liberties with that record.
What?
I'm like Mark Gastineau. I think that they took away his record. To be honest with you, I think the ref took liberties, and I think Yuli still has the true record in my mind. That's just me.
What do you mean the ref took liberties? So
he took liberties.
The guy was breakdancing, it seemed. After it seemed like he was breakdancing.
He got hit and he started.
He just like went straight down. I don't know, man. I don't know. Now, the only thing that I will say, because I'm watching this now, the ref was in between them, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and it was clear. And then, you know, fight. Masvidal had to run from across the cage. That adds a few split seconds.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I don't think you could have a faster I don't know if it's possible to have a faster knockout in UFC, because the difference between bare knuckle and UFC is you toe the line in the middle of the cage,
which is
so
crazy.
I don't know if it's possible to do faster than 5 seconds. Because then you also have to imagine the ref is also usually giving them some distance, so then he has to run and then wave.
Yeah, true.
Get in there, you know?
Yeah, that's like a second and a half right there. Pretty good.
Crazy. But no, not rats off a ship. Going to be an excellent fight if that fight does happen in Miami.
Yeah, I'm not rats off a ship. I always enjoy when Masvidal fights, especially in Miami, the crowd. And Chandler.
Yeah, I think that's like the main point there also, that it's in Miami, so it's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be a crazy atmosphere. I'm sure they're gonna give us a monster title fight for that one too. So should be exciting. Should be exciting. Froggy?
I'm rats off a ship, dude.
Rats
off a ship.
Yeah. For one reason only, they gotta make sure they look out for my boys this time, all right? We don't need no nosebleeds changing light bulbs. Oh, right? Dude,
they put us up there.
You got to make sure.
And they had us buy food that we couldn't see.
Yeah, look at that.
It was like candlelit dinner up there.
Pitch black in there. Come crazy. On.
Had to feel my way around the snacks.
You were blindfolded and had to like...
What is this, a chicken wing?
Guess your food.
We were, it was we were on way, Fear
but then
Factor.
The time before when we were in... when we were at the BBT... Right, we were on the floor.
Yep.
Yeah. See, we need right some there. Of that, huh? Tobin, come on, take Tobin care of my guys.
Me. You weren't acting professional.
So I was very professional. What are you talking about?
That's probably why you guys are now in the nosebleeds.
Way to go, no, Leroy.
It's not. Hey, I was being as professional as I could possibly be with the guy next to me, while enjoying the fight and having a couple of cocktails.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Some chicanery going on in an NFL locker room mocking our favorite college team. I'm not happy about it. That's next.